Now, earlier on the programme, we heard from the EPA about inadequate wastewater treatment around the country and the slow pace of catch-up. Ishgairn, for its part, reports strong progress after decades of underinvestment, with raw sewage discharges now eliminated in 41 of 50 areas. Now, before we talk to Michael Tinsley, wastewater manager at Ishgairn, who's here in studio, let's hear again what Noel Byrne of the EPA had to say.
Some of the issues we see with Ishgairn is they actually don't look to identify the solutions early enough. So put in play, what's the type of treatment plant we need? What will be there to deliver this? And then obviously bring the issue to resolution, so resolve the impact on the river. And if you don't know the solution early enough, obviously these issues are going to take longer. So what we're saying, the EPA has identified 73 priority areas where actions are needed. And Ishgairn now have their next investment plan coming up. So we'll be calling Ishgairn, look, you need to target that investment plan and you need to deliver these projects, but accelerate the delivery of them.
And Michael Tinsley, wastewater manager at Ishgairn, is here, and very good morning to you and thanks for coming in. Would you like to respond to what Noel Byrne of the EPA was saying? And they did acknowledge the strides and the progress that have been made.
Good morning and thanks for having me in. Yes, Ishgairn welcomes the publication of the EPA wastewater report and the acknowledgement in that report that the sustained level of investment that we've been able to put into the wastewater network over the last decade has had significant improvements. But at the same time, we agree with their position that that level of investment or increased investment will be required over many years to come to bring everything in the network up to standard.
But are there certain things that you could do and do better? And for example, Noel Byrne told us earlier about 500 incidents of equipment breakdown and not identified that perhaps there was equipment that was running towards breakdown. You didn't identify it fast enough. And these equipment breakdowns are not effectively improved and fixed in good time.
One of the things that the EPA report calls out is a kind of prioritisation of of investment. And at the top of that is Urban Wastewater Treatment Directive compliance, followed by raw sewage. And they are the two areas that we have prioritised, and they are the two areas where we've had the most success. So, for example, in terms of Urban Wastewater Treatment Directive compliance, 94% of the wastewater treatment plants in the country are now compliant, and that is the highest level we've ever had. And in terms of, you touched on it in your introduction about raw sewage, Ishgairn inherited a situation where we had 50 towns and villages around the country where raw sewage was being discharged. We have now completed 34 of those, and we have 6 more under construction, and we have plans in place to get through to the last 9.
But why don't you fix faulty equipment fast enough?
Well, we do fix faulty equipment, and we have, I suppose, over the 10 years of Ishgairn being in place, we have put in remote monitoring of all our equipment, and we have an active capital maintenance program, which is again something the EPA called out. So we don't wait for stuff to fail or stuff to become obsolete, but we are playing catch up. The report calls out, and we accept it, that it is going to take at least another decade.
If not longer. Identify the solutions early enough.
Well, basically, again, it's we kind of maybe slightly disagree on that. I suppose the EPA have what is known as the priority action list, which is the list of areas that should be prioritised for investment. And we agree with that priority action list. Since 2015, we have removed 186 locations off that priority action list, and there are 73 sites remaining. So some of the sites that they call out in Dunlear, for example, that Noel Byrne mentioned in his piece.
He did mention Dunlear. Yeah. Just to clarify for people around Dunlear, it was identified in 2017. It won't be delivered until 2030. That's 13 years. We're talking children's hospital territory.
Well, I wouldn't accept that. We are working on Dunlear, but if you take just that Dunlear is in County Louth, we have had higher priorities in County Louth. So we had Omead, which was discharging raw sewage from the village into Carlingford Lough. We've just completed a new wastewater treatment plant there. We have 2 very large treatment plants in Dundalk and Drogheda. Both of those are kind of coming towards the end of their design life. So we have massive investment in bringing those up to standard.
It's about taking your place in the queue.
It's a lengthy queue. And it is. And I suppose probably the other thing to highlight is that for a relatively small to medium-sized project, we're talking 5 to 7 years. Yeah. For a large project, we're probably talking 10 years or more. So just by way of example.
Should they take that long?
Well, I think there are a number of factors which contribute to that. And I suppose kind of our planning and consents process is one of them. But these are complex environmental projects.
I understand.
And I suppose if I just by way of example, one of the untreated places with raw sewage is Arklow, which is the largest one left in the country. We started working on that project in 2014. There had been decades of legal challenges before we started working on it. That treatment plant now is actually, it's not finished, but the treatment plant is actually operational.
Still not finished.
The treatment plant is
10 years.
It's 11 years is what it will have taken from the time we start to have finished to go through the design and planning and consent process. Nothing has gone wrong, and we've had no legal challenges in that. So it is a...
Are you saying it will take that time, and there's no way, there is nothing that can be given to you in terms of resources, staffing or other things that could shorten that time frame to delivery?
The main thing that we need is continued sustained high level of investment, and that enables us to create a pipeline of work. For us to build our supply chain, to have the contractors to build this work, they need certainty, and we need certainty of funding. I think, look, we all know that there are bottlenecks in the planning system. There's a new Planning and Development Act.
Will that help you?
We're optimistic about that, but I suppose we'll kind of remain to be seen. I think one of the challenges for us is that a lot of projects require multiple different consents.
Yeah.
So we might need to do a compulsory purchase order. We might need to do a planning application. For say somewhere like Arklow, where we needed to work in the sea, we need a foreshore license, which is now marine area consent, and those things happen sequentially.
Slowly.
Where we would like to see them all happening together as part of a consolidated consent process. Now, I don't think that's going to happen in the current Planning and Development Act, but we're going to continue to lobby for that. Yeah.
All right. Well, for now, thank you very much, Michael Tinsley, there of Ishka Éireann.